From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, November 17th at 8:56, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. First day of the last full trading week in November. Kind of hard to believe that we're that far along in the calendar, but next week brings Thanksgiving holiday, so we'll have some interrupted trade due to the holiday. So last full trading week of November starts today, and markets are higher here. We did see soybeans gap lower on the opening last night, but have quickly recovered here to get a lion's share of the losses from Friday back. Corn is higher as well, and wheat's seeing some double-digit strength too. So obviously had a lot of news out there Friday with the USDA report. USDA did not lower yield as much as trade was anticipating on corn. Did raise exports though on corn by 100 million, but did lower beans down by 50 million in the balance sheet there. Also had a large dump of export flash data there, came out right around the report time as well, and only showed a couple sales of beans to China, which was largely talked about at the time. That happened a few weeks ago. News over the weekend was that maybe the White House is now talking that it may be later in the spring before China buys much soybeans from the U.S. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that storyline. A couple of dry areas in Brazil getting a little bit of attention, but we'll continue to monitor that. Looks like maybe some rain in the forecast later this week. We'll keep an eye on that as well. Export inspections will be out this morning. Export sales data is still going to be a while before we get caught up on that. Looks like the USDA says it's going to be by the end of the year before we're fully caught up on export sales data. So that'll be a slow grind trying to get that news caught up. And we've got other couple other pieces of information that we'll see how long it takes to get up, namely a fund position. The CFTC has not yet said when they'll get caught up on what that looks like. But as for prices here today, December corn at 433 and three quarters, up 3.5. March corn at 447 and three quarters, that's up 3.75. January soybeans, 1144.5, up 20. March soybeans at 1154.25, that's up 18.25. December meal, 327, up 450. December bean oil, 5068, that's up 53. December Chicago wheat, 539 and three quarters, up 12.5. March at 554.5, up 13. December Kansas City wheat at 527, up 11.75. Cattle market started lower, but have now turned higher. December cattle at 219.80, that's up 65. Feb cattle at 220.22, that's up 70. November feeders, 339.77, up 110. Jan feeders at 321.92, up 137. We'll have a cattle on feed report out on Friday afternoon. December hogs, 78.52, up 2. February hogs at 79.20. That's down 17. Gold market under some pressure here this morning. Like you mentioned earlier, equity markets are somewhat mixed. December options do expire on Friday, so that'll affect open interest just a little bit on the grain. So overall, still trying to digest a crop report from Friday, still trying to get a feel on what China bean demand looks like, and continuing to watch this last little bit of harvest that's coming in across the Midwest. Otherwise, we'll see if this technical bounce continues here as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 55 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 38 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain likely in the morning, otherwise cloudy with a high of 57 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 39 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 54 degrees, with a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.
You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.